Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Senator Toomey, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I am doing great, Marty. How are you?
Senator, before we get to the questions about what your vote and what it means for immigration, we've got to talk about this mass shooting. Wendy and myself, it kind of takes your breath away what's happened in New Zealand, and we couldn't help but think about the mass shooting here at our synagogue. Senator, so much of this rooted in hatred, and there seems to be more and more of it. Do you feel the same way, sir?
Oh, my God. Yeah, how do you not? It's just, it's so disturbing.
And what do you do?
I mean, I wish I knew, right? If there were an answer, we would do it in a heartbeat. But what could possess someone to massacre completely innocent people like we've seen in Pittsburgh, like we've seen in New Zealand? And obviously, as we all know, we've seen it all around the country and all around the world. It's incredibly disturbing.
Really takes your breath away. And you really, in Washington, you're at the nucleus of so much of the hate.
Well, you know, I just one of the things that I try to do, and I find it distressing when others don't, frankly, is to remember that people can disagree about a lot of things, and that doesn't make them evil people. That doesn't make them, you know, terrible people. I disagree strongly with most of my Democratic colleagues on most things, but I don't think they're evil. I just think they're mistaken, you know? And I hope we don't lose sight in our political discourse that you know, reasonable people can disagree about things. It doesn't make them evil.
And we'll let you, this is a final question, though. Senator Toomey, we get a lot of the personal attacks. I do, Wendy does, based on our beliefs.
Yeah.
How do you manage it, sir? How do you personally manage the personal attacks through social media?
Yeah, the nasty, hate-filled personal attacks, I ignore them.
We do,
I mean,
too.
You know, they're not worth getting worked up about. They're not worth focusing on. Those people need to really reflect on the kind of stuff that they're spouting. I mean, disagreement, that's perfectly fine. I mean, I've got constituents that strongly disagree, and people who want to put forward a thoughtful argument, a thoughtful position, and might be very disappointed or angry with me. That's a different thing.
Right.
But when they cross into the sort of nasty ad hominem hatred, assuming all evil motives, all of that stuff, that's there's no place for that.
You know, Senator, I've read your the release that you sent out regarding your vote against the president's emergency declaration. I share your politics, but when I see that you voted against him, my knee-jerk reaction is, ugh. Until I read your words, and I think it's so well written, because what you're saying is you don't reject the president. You don't reject that illegal immigration is a problem. You reject something that could tweak, really, the founding of our country and what the Constitution says. Isn't that right?
Well, you're exactly right. And you're right to point out, I fully support border wall construction. In fact, I voted for $18 billion worth last year. I have publicly said all through the dispute and the government shutdown that the president's request this year for $5.7 billion was a reasonable request. I fully support it. And it's really important to point out, if we had the votes to override the president's veto on the emergency declaration, which we do not have, but if we did, the president would still have more than $5.7 billion, his requested amount, to spend on border security. The change wouldn't affect the spending. What's important to me is how we do it. And I've taken the traditional conservative view that laws matter and the separation of powers matters and the Constitution matters. And look, I've got colleagues that came to a different conclusion than I do. I think good Republicans and good conservatives can disagree on this. But for me, the declaration of emergency was used as a way to circumvent a duly enacted congressional statute that the president signed. And by the way, I voted against it. I didn't think the $1.4 billion was enough. There were other things I objected to as well. But even if I don't like the law, We've got to obey the law. And the president has other sources of money that I enthusiastically support him using to get to the dollar amount he wants so that he can build the 255 miles of additional wall that he wants and I want. It's just, to me, the way you get there does matter.
Senator Toomey, it's interesting, your take on this, and a lot of folks, the narrative is this is just a one and done. In other words, a number of Republicans saying this is the wrong idea only once. Does the president get your message, sir, or does he believe you sold him out or abandoned him?
Oh, I think the president understands this. I didn't speak with the president directly, but I've spoken with many of his team. I had a long meeting with the vice president. The vice president completely understands, and we were friends before, we're friends now. I think the president understands, and clearly he disagrees. And as I said, I think reasonable people can disagree about this. I think my responsibility as a senator is to evaluate an issue that comes before us when it comes before it, and make my judgment about what's best for Pennsylvania, what's best for our country, and that's not always going to be the same conclusion that the president comes to. We agree on much more than we disagree, right, and we're allies much more frequently than we're not. But my obligation is to do what I think is right.
Senator Toomey, 30 seconds left. So what comes next? We've got the veto. Then there's some court issues here. What are we going to see as progress?
Well, yes. So the president will veto the bill. That will then send the bill back to the House, where they will have an override vote, which will fail. And then, unfortunately, there will be a lot of litigation,
right,
that probably will bog this down. And that's another advantage. The route that I was advocating would be much less bogged down by litigation. But this, I think, will be. For now, it's behind us. There's a lot of border wall construction that is going to be accelerated, and that's good.
So the wall gets built. So the wall gets built, sir.
Oh, tremendous amount of wall gets built. The president has billions of dollars available to him that shouldn't even be controversial.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.